is August of 1973, and we're talking to Pete Pomucina, P-O-M-U-C-H-I-N-A, a Yugoslavian who's lived in the Dawson District since 1927. This is Adriana Coyle is present during this conversation, and your interviewer is Mike Dalton of Fairbanks.
I met it once. I think Skaj Grgur. He go this far, visited Yugoslavia in Gorje, that's Grgur.
Oh?
Yeah, Grgur. Yes, Grgur.
Excuse me, I'm going to get my purse.
Yeah, Grgur.
A big, heavy bag.
You got lots of stuff there, man.
Oh, yeah.
No, some Irish bomb there, Grgur, no?
What?
No, some Irish bomb.
Irish bomb?
Yeah, Grgur.
No. I'm Irish.
Irish?
I'm Irish, but no Irish bomb, no.
Oh, God.
I have a camera in there.
You see, bad mistake, I ask you that. You see, Irish bombing quite a few Irishmen, they go, you know. Yeah. No, I've been kidding, right? I read the story of the Irish, too, Gore, how fight for his right, Gore. You know that minute Irish, that boycott, you know what I mean, the boycott?
Boycott?
Yeah, what use is that word boycott? Why, Gore?
Why the use of the word boycott?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't know that?
No.
Are you Irish too, Gore?
I'm you Irish see, and I don't know.
I see, I've been 8-year-old kid, I know that my home, Gore. You see that Englishman, Gore, that Lord, Gore, threw away Irish for their land. He gave me land for another man, Gore, you see. No certificate I am, I'll give good income, you see. When that Irish make a meeting, any man take a land on another man, see? Nobody speak to them. No give no serve at the store, no in a bar, no on a church, no give him any place, no come na funeral, no give him na funeral, no come any place on the people house, see?
Mm-hmm.
The first man he used that he be named boycott, see Capitan, you see. He used that a law like that, you see.
Oh.
Yeah, first man. For that call, he be named that for a boycott name, you see. Only that no right word, Gore, you see, that's supposed to be this dishonored man, Gore, you see. Yeah, Gore, you see. He been bad before now that Lord draw with people there, Gore, you know, like all over, Gore, you know. All over the Lord, Gore, my God. You see, west part of Yugoslavia, he been celebrated this year, 400 years of praising farmer people, he been so poor. Lord take from the land half what get produced, Lord, see. And what left the half, he must give it for priest, 10%.
Mm-hmm.
And for another bunch of priests, some kind, I don't know, some kind of tribe, he give it 6%, see. Farmer left nothing. See.
Farmer left with nothing?
Nothing. He be farmer eat, grind a straw, or eat straw, you understand? He be so poor, he be praising. And the Lord, he be crooked, you know. Irish whole boy booms, he give him lots of money, he give him drink, see, lots of. And that's why we battle for Lord, Gore, you see. And captured farmer, Gore, he be hanging all over in a pear tree, Gore, in a plum, Gore, and a whole limbs strong enough, and mulberry, and walnuts, and chestnut, and other stuff. And the one pear tree, he be hanging 16 men, Gore, the Lord. He be Bishop Draskovic, he be a high court judge, Bishop, see?
Mm-hmm.
Hanged farmer. The same of the farmer escaped to German country, from the German country escaped to state, Georgia, Gore. Right to Georgia, Gore. He be stayed there together for the civil war. After the civil war, scattered in the states, Gore. Yeah, Gore.
Well, Pete, how do you spell your last name?
Well, I go out to just about to some candle there. Yeah, Gore. P-E-T-A-R-U-C-H-I-N-A, Gore. I go right to you out there, Gore.
We're gonna have a candle.
Yeah, Gore. Just have a candle there.
Peter, P-E-T-A-R?
Yeah. P-E-T-A-R-M-U-C-H-N-A, Gore.
Pomucina,
Gore.
Pomuchina.
Yeah.
P-O-M-U-C-H-I-N-A.
Peter Pomuchina.
Yeah.
Now, are you Yugoslavian?
Yugoslavian. Serbian. You know,
Serbian.
The Serbian fight all the time, Gorizin.
Serbians fight all the time?
All the time. Fight crooks and thieves, Gori. East and West, Gori.
And when did you come to Bonanza Creek?
I come 45 come here, 1945.
1945?
Yeah. I've been working on the dredges for 16 years, in the big dredges, number 2, 3, 4.
And what company ran the dredges?
Yukon Gold Company.
Yukon Gold Company?
Yeah.
You worked for them for 16 years?
For 16 years, yeah.
Do you want to sit by the door?
No,
I mean, are you too warm?
No, it's okay, girl. I can't stand it. More hot for this, girl, you see.
I thought if you're too warm...
No, it's okay. I can't stand it. Girl, more hot for this, girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty warm in here. But you've lived here on Bonanza Creek since 1945.
45, girl.
When did you come to Dawson, or the Dawson area?
1927, girl.
1927?
1927, 30 May, girl.
30th of May.
30 May, Casca boat, girl.
On the Casca.
Casca boat.
Yeah.
On the Casca. Where did you come from?
Yugoslavia.
Did you come from Yugoslavia to Dawson?
I come to Yugoslavia, come to Vancouver, 26. I be there in the winter, Vancouver. And from Vancouver, come here, girl. I've been working first on a farm in Saskatchewan, girl. From a Frenchman, a few months.
Saskatchewan,
yeah, girl. From there come to Vancouver, from Vancouver come to this country. In Vancouver there you can't find a good work any place, girl.
Yeah.
Just find a 15, 20 day more, just starving wages and other stuff, no good, girl.
When you came to Dawson area, did you speak any English?
No, Craig, just
few
words.
No English?
No, just few words, girl. And I work for one sketchman, Macmillan, girl, he's been a real gentleman, see? And everything tell me, girl, is tell me by word and by motion, see?
Mm-hmm.
I don't make it anything wrong, see? Another fellow, smoke pipe, is something grounding just like bear, girl. I don't know, understanding nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. It be lots of hard work in the Depression time for 1932 war time, girl. It be lots of hard work, you know? It'd be lots of crooked buses and other stuff. Girl.
Do you remember who was... Were there still lots of miners on Bonanza or in this area when you
came? Oh, it'd be lots of miners all over. Bonanza, El Dorado, Gori, Quartz Creek, Dominion, Gori, Granville, Gori, and Sulphur, Gori, and Gold Run, Gori. All over it'd be miners, Gori. It'd be trapper all over before, Gori. It'd be lots of money come this country before, Gori, because of it, Gori, trapper and mining and stuff.
Did you come to Dawson by yourself, or did you have
just
a partner?
By yourself, Gori.
By yourself?
Yeah, Gori. Yeah,
I know some other Yugoslavians who came to Alaska,
huh?
But some Yugoslavians live in Alaska.
I know that.
Have you visited?
No, I never been. Just I've been Juneau, 1950-51. I know one fella there. Mike Pušić.
Oh.
Ronnie restaurant, Douglas. There,
exactly.
Do you know Mike?
Yeah. I die all country, Gori. Bury him there. He go visit home, Gori, see? He died before come home. I know his wife, his daughter, Gori, and his few sons, Gori, run a restaurant in Douglas.
Yeah, that's very good, nice place to eat. So,
yeah, I be there 1950-51. I be there quite a few times.
Legislature always had big parties. Over
yeah,
there.
Oh,
what was his last name?
Mike Pušić. Pušić.
Pušić.
Pušić.
Pušić.
Pušić. I know his village all country too, Gori.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me his son, Gori, see? He come. I think that his father come go all country to bring his wife with two kids, boy, son and daughter. I think Cordova, Alaska, he come out from the boat and father die with heart trouble, right from the boat.
Is that right?
And left Mike and daughter. I know daughter, I see daughter one Prince Rupert before one time. He married a bunch of kids there too. Колем Бјелетић, мерит ван Југославијан идем. Мајке би врх на Рајрот горе и мерит грл горе фон де Писбург, Песеванија горе, сам Италијан грл. И дат грл горе мекет бен гуд север на дештепе. Опе рештран, де горе си, кипе горе, мекет гуд горе.
It's a good restaurant, still today. Very good restaurant. Yeah.
And he got, I know, three, four son, a few daughters go. A son married and buy a car for him, go for my son, buy a plane, go, married, buy a house, and buy a car, everything for son, go.
Mm-hmm.
Make a good money. A nice place, go, good tea too, go, you know, two, that time, 1950, 51, $2.5 give you, grab, you can't eat it, go. Yeah, go.
Are there some Yugoslavians who live in Dawson now?
Oh, I just said, you know, just one, I guess. Yeah, my two more. Black Mike called that restaurant this beach.
Black Mike.
That Montenegro, and that's for Košta Gore, working for Gurmet now mining a hunker.
He
got a wife with three kids, two sons and Gregory. His wife, I work Nusta, the old man home there. Go.
What's Black Mike's last name?
The real Mike, Black Mike, is Vujadinović, his last his real name. Go, Mike Marko Vujadinović. Vujadinović.
Do you think he's really 103 years old?
Most people go. I come this country, been gray hair, old, go, 46 years ago, I know, first year come here, Gori, you see. Must be pretty old, Gori, you see.
Well, you work for the Canada Gold...
Yeah, yeah, Yukon Gold Corporation, Gori.
Did you work in the dredge up there?
I worked on number two, I worked for 60 years in Klondike. He worked in Bonanza for a year and a half, something. The big dredge you've been up here.
Yeah.
I worked last time in a big dredge, 43, Gori, you see. I worked in Klondike, the number two dredge, number three, and number four for 16 years ago. So. Study worked in Bulgang, worked 10 hours, $4 a board, poor board.
Which, what number is this one?
And we decking for 5.5 years, you know, 12 hours, na my own time go, na my own time come back. Yeah, go. Some privilege, that's a come there, promotion I do for which man oiler. Yeah, go. The last me give me oiler, the last 3.5 years oiler, after that give me Wichman for 3-4 years. Go.
Wichman.
Yeah. Go.
What dredge is this one down here, or up?
That number four dredge.
That
been dredger builder, all number four, go. It been just a miles and a half in a wider place there, and close to hill on the right side. It been a builder there, it been finished in 1941, it been digna. I dig that there in 1941, a fall, go.
And are the other dredges still
all here? All dismantled, see. Dismantled number two
dismantled?
Dredge. All dismantled. Number two dredge, number three and four going. And that old dredge number four will be dismantled 11 miles from Dawson, the mouth of Hunker Creek called Aliton. And all they use it, that take all lumber and other stuff, can't use it, that old stuff, that board and other stuff. A timber down on the ground, no good anymore, going, see.
Mm-hmm.
That, and all of the big timber and other stuff, all have been using new timbers. And just machinery using, all machineries, everything using, all of the roads and other stuff, and all the gears, motors, pump, everything using, all the swinging winches, main driver, all they use, all machinery. All machinery be make it not Marion Stin Sobul Ohio, all the good machinery. After work, more than 30 years, in the places you can't see, be studying work, you know, all the gears good like new.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, make a good stuff.
They maintained it very well.
Oh, yeah, it be make a good stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go. Yeah, go. Build that some dredge, you know, 908, 910, 12, something. There been some dredge, build that down right in the mouth of Klondike, you see that tailing dig down below bridge. See?
Mm-hmm.
You go up, some dredge build that, but put in maybe 7 miles. From Dawson up, number two build a Gregory, see. And, I don't know, really number four, someplace down, build a down Dawson two, Gregory, number four, Gregory, all number four. Yeah.
Well, when was the last time that dredge number four was in operation?
This one here, I think 59, I think.
1959.
59, yeah. Mm-hmm. finally froze the ground and other stuff, and veggies to buy, gold to cheap, everything cost too much, see, shut it down.
So they shut it down.
Shut it down, see.
That's what happened in Fairbanks. Yeah. Not the same time, wasn't it, Mrs. Cole?
Yeah, girl.
It's about that time.
Yeah. Yeah. If you think of some questions to ask him, please go ahead, because it would help me to.
Yeah,
because he knows the country well, and
yeah,
Mrs. Coyle came here, her father came here in 1897.
97, oh.
And then he went back outside and came back with his family in 1900.
Oh, he came before, he came
back. What's been work here, girl?
We came in. When we came in 1900, we were up on 11 El Dorado.
11, girl.
Yes.
Nothing now, they all have been, one American clan, Franklin, we work there on 10th clan, so they make a good money. Now some Frenchman work there, go down, all have been work. No cabin left, no nothing now. Really.
No, so, I was up there and got a few things that were laying around where they said it was 11. That was years ago, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know that French gulch on the right side you go up?
Yeah.
Well, one Yugoslavia, west part of Yugoslavia, Slovenian, if we make it there, more than $1 million. He go to San Francisco, he build a hotel there. He don't know something, find some paper or something. He only find it, nice wife, go, you see, give him a kick. See, take all the property from him. Go. Mm. Another one, he sell it for another one, make it $500,000. That's what he sell it for third one, make it $50,000. He caught a few other men, he make it a little bit here, a few thousand dollars here and there, left a pillow, go, you see. He be rich ground there, go, you see. Tell me one old timer, Rabbis on the White House. He been called me a kid, Gorim, 900 something. He told me now, I think the 16, elder of them. He been somebody sinking shaft him, 10 feet, see, right in the pestic. The elder of them be narrow pestic, elder of them, real rich, narrow one. Right in the pestic, willow grows in the dump, see. He claimed by willows, cut a grain in the willows content. We claim it 10 or 15 years before gold stampede.
See? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'd be 8 feet more gory, it'd be right up perfect that 10 to 15 years before gory.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, all rabbis are men and waiters. That's what I tell me, it'd be down in the front street, it'd be all the hotels, the gambling house and other stuff. Only got $50 in pocket, he started play roulette gory, see?
Roulette.
Yeah, he win $50,000. That's the wrong roulette, just totally ash color, sweat pouring down him like water from the top, he said. And people telling, really young, quit. No, guy making good broccoli. A totally round guy standing losing, he lose only $50,000, he's $50. And go broke, and quit. Uh-huh. No before, go, you see.
I guess there are lots of stories like that.
Oh, yeah, Dawson. Yeah, guy. That Pantages, he built a moving picture in Seattle, in Vancouver and Austin City, got big Pantages moving picture there, big blocks of them.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been here, you know, some stage show people. And he's been, I think, between time, he's been sweeping hotels. You know, and using sawdust before, wet sawdust to make a douche.
Sawdust?
Yeah, no, make a douche now. He's sweeping floor. Go, yeah. You see. A pan of sawdust, go, he make it for a few years, $100,000. They go outside and buy a moving picture, they get a millionaire, you see.
Mm-hmm. He became very wealthy man.
Yeah, Pantages.
Movies.
Yeah, movie. Some of them mixed up with some girl in the stage, so girl going to be robbed at him too. I know he saw Vancouver on a living restaurant, Pantages.
Do you remember, to get back to when you worked for Yukon Gold Company, do you remember the dredge master when you first went to work?
Well, first dredge master will be Macmillan, Gory.
Next Mr. Macmillan?
Thing, it'll be Harry Jackman. Gory.
Harry Jackman?
Yeah, it'll be Van Juno, Alberta, some Alf Cross, Gory, bloody enemy for all the people of this country.
I didn't understand you. Would you say that again?
Juno, Gory, name, Gory. It'll be bloody enemy for Canada, for people, Gory. You know, in the wartime, he'll be bombed, Britain is sick, some British. I've been in a wish room, I've been wish by that time in the wartime.
Uh-huh.
He come in a wish room there and laugh like hell, Gory. I got no beat the time citizen, I got no gun, Gory, see.
Uh-huh.
Je gori. I laughing gori, I've been shooting to the dead and gori reacije. Je gori. It's something bad for that West gori, Britain or French, I laugh gori, see.
Uh-huh.
I German wind gori, I feel oh. good gori, see. Stani gori. Je gori. E kom, je gori. Raca time ga ne bi had some more shotgun gori, see. I make a big hole through the hem gori, see.
But you didn't?
Never had gun gori.
You didn't shoot him?
No gun to kind of dredge with him. No, I never.
Who were some of the other dredge masters you remember?
Been Kilbride, Gori, Kilbride, McClellan.
Kilbride?
Yeah, Kilbride.
McClellan?
McClellan he been real gentleman, Gori. I work with them now, he be older than number four dredge before, Gori, get a promotion for dredge master. Gori. Yeah, that's all. I work three Gori dredge masters. Yes.
Three dredge masters?
Johnny Hogan, I quit down here, oh, Johnny Hogan he been dredge master. That's Johnny Hogan I've sighted now, Gori. Retired Gori.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gori.
Where were the headquarters for Yukon Gold? Maybe
I think Vancouver Gori, be some headquarters, be some all country too, that be company headquarters too, Gori.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Vancouver too, Gori headquarters, understand, Gori. Maybe lots of buses, you know. Lots of men who work for a living, Gori.
Yeah.
Yeah, Gori. Mm-hmm.
How long have you lived in this cabin?
From 1950, Gori.
1950? Yeah. You built it?
No, I be all cabin, I raise him up, I put him maybe 20 log when I need to, I log it down a bar of ratted, see. And I raise him up, he's supposed to be, he's supposed to be raised again, log it get ratted, see.
Oh, the logs get rotten, so
yeah.
You're going to put new logs in there?
Oh, well,
year?
I don't know, maybe died before, girl. You know.
Oh.
I'm 77 years old now, girl. Pretty close.
When were you, what day were you born?
17 September. 17 November 96, Gori.
17th?
You're younger than I am.
Youngest? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, you're younger than I am.
What town were you born in?
What?
What town in?
Town?
Serbia.
Oh, you, Bosnia Herzegovina, call it Trebinje, Gori.
Write it on here.
Trebinje, I can't write it. Yeah. Trebinje, the town, Gori, see? Oh, but, Trebinje town, the province, Herzegovina, see, Trebinje town, Herzegovina province.
In Serbia.
Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia.
Yeah. And the war time that my own part of the Bosnia Herzegovina that give me for Auschwitz 78, it'd be the 3 year civil war. It been killed there 1/4 people there. 1%, 1/4.
25%.
25%. It'd be Catholic more than most people there.
In the Civil War.
Civil War. Catholic mood, that's it. German turned loose Catholic and Italian, see.
How about World War One? Were you in the service?
Yeah, I've been a Yugoslav Austrian army, I've been wash between two fires, see. I no matter fight for Austria, see. Shoot me enemy, I no care. It'd be about 15 years ago now here the one fella from Vancouver, Englishman going. I've been the same mountain, Italian side, LP Italian, I've been Austrian side, Gori. Yeah, Gori, 1918, Gori.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gori. You see, I'm only been Slav na Italy, Italian, all that British, French, LP, they've been go like nothing. Slavia no matter fight for Austria. See.
I see.
Yeah, Gori. You see, been Russia, all the Serbian escaped from the Austria, been 150,000 volunteers there in Russia. See.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of come to Slanik, the fresh war, Gori, from the Britain, Australia, States, Canada, different places, South America, you know, fight Austria, Gori, so. Yeah, Gori.
Did you come from a big family, Pete?
Well, I got just two brothers and two sisters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And this war all be robbed, Gori, so. All be robbed, everything be robbed, clothing and grab everything, in money, what have, everything, you know. Just left a bare leg fingers, you know. At fascist robbed everything, you know. Everything crazy, grain, tobacco, and...
They robbed you of everything.
Everything. I sent from here clothing and grabbing other stuff from morning and stuff.
Are there any of the, your brothers or sisters living?
Well, one sister's living, more than one brother's son living, sick all the time. He's been suffering a war time. A one brother's son died 4 or 5 years ago. He'd be 55 years old. Mm-hmm. He'd be quite a few times, wanted in a war time, he suffered too much, you know. Yeah, girl.
Did you ever get married?
No, Jesus.
I've been a bachelor,
see. I've been fast enough, long leg, you don't, girl can't catch up with me, girl.
Oh. God.
Yeah.
You're a big man, Pete. Big How man. Tall are you?
Six, 2 inches before, girl.
Six feet, 2 inches.
Yeah, shrink a little bit, maybe half inch or something, you know, what I was born to.
You're shrinking with age. Eh?
I guess so, a little bit, girl. I've been married, I've been better more for the bachelor. Bachelor life are no good anyway. Wild life of mine. You know.
Well, if you'd gotten married, what would you do? Send home for a Yugoslavian?
No, all it, oh, I know, give me that. For. I've been lots of nice girls here too, girl. Uh-huh. I don't give me that for all the same, only no difference. You know.
Well,
I don't believe in rational or religious. All the people is people, see. Yeah, girl. People is people, see. You see, thousand difference religion, thousand difference God. It can't be that, girl. See. All the mother nature give me same, all the like it to live good and other stuff. You know it? Yeah, girl. See. All a bunch of crooks, city make a trouble between people, see. Yeah. Your different religion, this is no good, girl, you see. You see, good working people, any place go, good working people, live like brothers. I come priest there, worry, and crooks, other stuff, crooked businessmen, make a trouble, see. All the priests talk about my religion, better than another one, my religion. All right, yeah. You just look at it. Men don't crime. He go to a priest, he confess to a priest, he pay to a priest pray for him, and God forgive him, God, you see. That priest collaborating with criminal, all right? Yeah, God. Collaborating with criminal, God, you see. Yeah, God. How priest he got power to get a connection with God, all he's supposed to pay to a priest, see?
Well, how do you know he has a connection with God?
How the priest know? But priest using the connection with God, God, you see?
Maybe he's just fooling you.
No, but fooling people, collaborating with criminals, see? The crime, you know, just
some
look.
Some of them, I guess, are.
Just look at that, see? Men, sane men, he don't know what right, what wrong, you know, right? He don't crime, he go to get it easy for himself, he go to a priest and confess, he pay to a priest pray, God forgive him, see? That priest collaborating with criminals.
You hope God forgives.
No, I only believe in God, Gory, what I don't like it to do people for me, I don't for nobody, see, mm-hmm. Be honest, it's it for everybody, see, only believe in that God, see, yeah, all the mother nature give me seminable, no make a difference who, no make a difference language, see, any kind of people, see, good men, Gory, good like brothers, see, bad men, enemies, no make a difference who, yeah. I see, right, this country, see, some my countrymen, Baddest criminal of all, biggest enemy for me. I see different kind of people, best of my brother, girl, you see? Same thing, see? Yeah, girl.
Well, since you're a bachelor, you do your own cooking.
All the cooking, baking, and stuff, bread.
You girl. Make bread?
Oh, make a good
you
bread.
You pretty good baker?
Good baker, girl, you see? All the girl like it to come here to eat my bread, girl, you see? Yeah, girl. Mm-hmm.
How about your sourdough hotcakes?
No, never use it sourdough. I use that baking powder for. No, not make it too much hotcakes either. Girl. I like a good toast or something. Make it that all wheat or something that red river chili. Make it mushy something like that. A little bit. Crack it eggs and that few eggs. Sometimes yeah. Hungry. Last time it just toast the eggs. Girl. Different eggs cooking or fried something like that. Girl. Yeah, good.
Do you get your own meat or do you buy?
On the summertime, I go to town every week, 10 days, something, buy some meat, a little bit, like a canned meat, And I met a time buying meat from the Dawson Creek, what, 150 pound
mm-hmm.
beef and chicken and something like that, were enough for the winter.
Is there much game in this country?
Oh, I got, no, no, well, I got less and less. People come all over to kill a deer, you know, mm-hmm. not too much left.
So there's not much left?
Not too much. Few caribou, few moose, I get less every year, you see.
Well, what do you, in the summertime, do you raise your garden? Do you have a root cellar?
Oh, I got root cellar. I got still my potatoes in a, today, 18 in there. 2 days ago, I gave me last 2 carrots for some people to take it for town, for some of my friend good.
From last summer?
From last summer. Is that right? Just as good hard like fresh.
Is that right? And keep, your root cellar's down here underneath
keep,
your cabin?
Keep in a cellar, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And keep it carrots in the sand, Gore.
In the sand.
You keep in the sand, put it a quarter, half inch sand down the bottom of the box, and carrots all scattered around, all the clean, good carrots, see? Mm-hmm. No roots, no leaf, and not touch another one, see? That touch even another one, that big one, eat, soak life for the little one, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Gore. And cover them with sand, and about 3 rows, the shallow box, see? I cover them with sun, keep you for a year like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. And that Swedish turnips, that Laurentian, I keep it last year, this year no, I keep it with the turnips to 16 April last year. I got no sun to put it too much tuna, so to 16 April this year, keep it.
16th of April, you kept the turnips.
Yeah, girl. Keep it good, girl.
That's great.
Yeah, girl. I got still some potatoes there, the red potatoes. From the last year, Gori, still good, Gori, cold and stuff.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gori.
I noticed your potatoes got frosted.
All the frozen, a week ago, something, four or five days ago, something, frost probably, but it's been a covered can, they worry, it's been quarter inch ice, now worry, they already, Gori, in the time.
Mm-hmm.
1946, 47 at the time, I've been visiting in Vancouver, and been here. Nobody no money being called, all the thermometer froze, Gori. Mm-hmm. It been lots of coyote, all the coyote died, Gori. No coyote left after that.
No.
And Alaska Highway, the Schneck Airport there, Gori, close to Alaska border, it been there 84 below, Gori.
84
below? 84 below. And nobody no money called here, all the thermometer froze, Gori.
Yeah.
Yeah. No coyote left after that, Gori. No, I never see any coyote after barking after that. It'd be lots of coyote.